Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property and Scott Rogan from IQ Smart Home Entertainment, proud station sponsors. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally. Good morning.
Now, today we're talking about, does your home entertain you? What does that mean?
I'll let you do that one.
Yeah, well, I guess ultimately when we look at all the new fancy cars out there, they definitely entertain us. Though when we come to our home, they're actually a little bit old school in comparison. You know, they certainly don't have the dual zone climate control automated with the 10 speakers throughout the space like a car does. So we really want to look at, you know, seeing how a house can actually entertain you to a modern level, which is music and ease of use and comfort and security.
So what do we do? We're talking about renovating. What's the first step in making sure we incorporate the entertainment value in the home?
Yeah, well, certainly it comes down to the user's preferences. You know, some people love their movies the most. Others have kids to entertain. Most people certainly enjoy music. So we want to look at what areas and spaces people would like to actually enjoy that form of relaxation and excitement around the house, which the art gives us, which is music. And
whether it's TV on their own in a personal area, like a reading room that they can just listen to music, or whether it's in like the living area where it can entertain the whole family. So it's the zoning as well of the home. So. And that, of course, is the term that people are using, smart home, like smartphone, smart cars. It's a smart home.
Yeah. So we've kind of moved on from just having that home theatre room. We don't really do that much anymore. It's more incorporating the whole of the home. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, 100%. So you've got people that, movie lovers will certainly do the dedicated space, and Aussie homes are big homes, so we're lucky to often have that dedicated space. Though most of our living is around the kitchen, the dining, the outdoor, right? So having some music flow through that space at a nice level is certainly a real value add.
The outdoor living that we do. But, I mean, as you said, you called it home theatre. We don't even call it that now, is it? It's home cinema. That room is now the home cinema, because what you can do in that room and the luxury of that room is fantastic. So it's actually, you know, when it comes to a smart home, there's a few factors to consider. So like comfort.
Yeah, absolutely. So smart home really looks at, I mean, most things are electronically controlled. So it's orchestrating all those components so it actually works for you. So we've got comfort.
Yeah, like the lighting, your curtains and blinds can all be controlled. The
AC.
Yeah, the air conditioning, even the security of the home.
Security, intercom ties into it. So you got your comfort items, you got security, CCTV, intercom, the actual alarm system, then the entertainment component. So it'd be nice if all of those things would actually talk to each other and automate with one button, rather than having to arm the front door, choose the aircon, draw the blinds, and turn the movie theatre on. One button. That's how we want to do it.
And so that's possible.
100%.
Definitely.
Yeah. So a bit like the Jetsons, we've kind of made it.
I think we've got there finally, yeah. But it's like having, think of an iPad, and this is what a lot of people do use, isn't it? Put your iPad in the kitchen area and it controls everything around you. Right. I mean, we've had hot water systems where we've been able to control the temperature for years, and you just press the temperature in. Well, now you have an iPad that controls your home, or even the phone.
Yeah, one interface, because we have homes where, you know, again, that kitchen living area is like the hub, and you've got the lighting control, the aircon control, the maybe music control. There's all these controllers on the wall, the intercom. Wrap all that into one box. It's certainly a much sort of sleeker, sexier way of doing it, and orchestrates those components together.
Yeah. So are we talking sort of like an iPad, a control panel that is fixed to the wall, or something that is mobile?
Combination. Often the kitchen unit's fixed, because no one walks away with that. So you'll always know where that is.
I was thinking of it being hidden in a bag somewhere, never to be found again.
Exactly. So we usually go like a big 10-inch in the kitchen. That's the real hub. And then somewhere like a theatre room will have more like a portable unit. So you grab it off the wall, sits in your lap, fire up your movie, adjust the volume, and at the same time, you can still see who's at the front door.
Exactly right. And security as well. You know, there's ways that when you're on holidays, you can actually look at the cameras and see what's going on in your own home, or you can have the lighting set up so it, you know, protects you while you're away. So there's so many things that it can do now. I mean, technology has, you know, just...
It's landed, so it's just making, making it all come together.
Yeah. So how important is it to understand that this is possible when you are renovating? We have spoken on a previous episode about thinking that you might want these things down the line, but not having the money just now. So how important is it to make sure that you are ready for that while you're renovating?
So, yeah, we brought it up that when you're renovating, just have all the basics, all the foundations there. So what would, if they don't go ahead with that cinema, what would you recommend?
Well, the foundations is certainly the cabling to allow for it. If not the cabling, the conduits to be able to link the devices in the future. So that's the real bare essentials. Though, of course, it's only going to be handy if you've put the conduits and the cables in the locations that are going to work. So certainly some planning is going to give people peace of mind for the future, but also in that planning stage, uncover what they really want out of the house long term, rather than sort of, oh, we'll leave it till later, then discover actually it would be really nice to have speakers around the pool area. And that becomes quite a challenge to trench and cabling into the pool area if that, you know, but pretty easy to put a conduit in earlier on and pretty inexpensive.
So when he talks about the conduit, that's actually where you chase it into the wall. So it's not something that's visual that you can see. You chase it into the wall, which means that you're cutting out the bricks and the plaster. You put the conduit in. Size-wise, it's what, about an inch at the max?
About an inch,
And then you render and plaster over it, and then you paint. So it's hidden conduit, and you've got the little blank plates on the wall that the electrician can put in, and that way someone like Scott can come along and connect everything up, and he's got it all there. He can run the wires that you need down into that conduit. So I'm sure everyone's seen an electrician or anyone trying to get wires through the wall when it's a double, or like a double cavity wall. When it's a single internal wall, you can't run wires through. You need that conduit to run wires
down. It's quite unique to WA, solid brick construction. Everyone wants a tidy look, so
So you've spoken to electricians. Does an electrician need to do this?
Well, most of what we do is low voltage. So audiovisual technicians are really the ideal people for that, though, of course, our devices do need power. So an appropriate arrangement or allocation of GPOs, power outlets, are going to be required.
Which is where a licensed electrician is required. So that's where, as you say, the pre-planning, and as we've talked to Michael about, the getting the design right, it's all part and process of when you're thinking about what you need. It's planning it out and making sure everything you want is there.
So it's not like, oh, I know the price of that will come down, I'll wait until later. It's make sure you've got it planned now.
And you'll save money because, like, the trying to install things later, run cables later, you know, the extra cost of labour is more than just if you put the pipe in the first place the first time. So,
all right, well, let's talk about home cinema. What is the ideal home cinema?
Yeah, this is the exciting part for me. Yeah. I love it. The ideal, as we say, in Aussie homes, we've got big homes. We can usually have a dedicated space. And that's the real first thing. If you love your movies, dedicated rooms the way to go. So we not only want a cinema that plays loud, but we also want a cinema to be very quiet. So a dedicated room allows you to escape the rest of the house, the rest of the kids, the rest of the world, and have this sort of sanctuary where it sort of really creates also an illusion. So the moment you step into the room, the visual and the feel of the space starts to sort of intrigue you, and that sets you into the right mindset to get drawn into the movie, into the story, and again, really escape the real world for a little while.
So it's like when you go to a cinema and you walk in there, it gets dark. So they've got carpet throughout, you'll notice. So every cinema has got carpet. It's all about the acoustics. As you say, you want it loud, but you also want it quiet. Acoustics actually help that. So having carpet throughout in a home cinema room. Curtains, rather than blinds, curtains, fabric curtains, they help with that acoustic. They help block out any outside noise. And they also help with the actual sound buffeting. They also help with light, so having your lighting correct and being able to turn them off or dim them down to a point where you're comfortable. And paint. Like, you don't want a white wall in a cinema because when that movie is playing, it's going to reflect back off you. So it's getting the right colour. So, yeah, there's plenty of things on that part before you even get to the actual technical side.
The electronic side of things, exactly.
That you think of to make it that
what
experience.
What about the walls? You said it needs to also be quiet, so it is a sanctuary from the rest of the house. Is there something different that is done to the walls around a home cinema?
It can be. It depends on some family situations. If it's mainly just a couple in the home, then while they're in the room, there's not too much noise outside. So we'd have to do a huge effort of soundproofing the space off. So A, the cinema doesn't upset other people in the house and vice versa. But we're looking at a few new projects where a cinema room is right near the master bedroom. And hubby wants, he has his R&R where most of the family are sort of, you know, the young kids have gone to bed. He's like, it's like 9 or 10 o'clock. I want to escape. I want some R&R. He wants to jump in that cinema room. And if he wants to turn that up and enjoy it, and it's adjoining to the master bedroom, he's going to have problems. So in that case, an extra sound partition wall is going to be required. So you're not going to be unlimited with the enjoyment of the space.
But in WA as well, we are the single brick. We are the double brick capital, aren't we? Mm. So that solid brick wall is its own soundproofing, its own right, compared to in the eastern states with stud walls, which are hollow. Yeah. So we've already got the start of the soundproofing, and then there's panels out there that you can get now that are acoustic panels that you can actually line the room with if you want to go to that extent, especially if the wife's next door.
Yes.
Definitely, actually, if the wife's next door.
Definitely, exactly. All right, so what's another thing that we need to consider when we are thinking about having a home cinema?
Well, the other big thing is obviously the audience. And what we often see is people will put more seats in than they actually really need. So the more seats you've got, the harder it is to satisfy all those seats with a great location from a vantage point of the screen and also the effects of the sound. So if you're mainly a couple, that it's a personal cinema, maybe you've got a few kids in one row of four, and is going to be easier to accommodate, particularly, you know, because the size of the room's a drama, than jamming lots of seats in. And more seats cost more money, so that's also a little bit against the grain. Of course, if you're a big family, then you need more people. The doggy.
You can't forget the dog or cat in some cases, but hey, the dog.
Cats and leather seats don't go together sometimes. But yeah, so the audience is important. You've got to really be quite realistic about who it's really for. And then once we know what the audience is, how many rows and seats, you can start to get an idea of screen size. People go, oh, how big should the screen be? Well, the screen's only big if you're sitting sort of in an appropriate location. Mm-hmm. If you're a kilometre away, the cinema screen looks small still. So the screen size really factors off the seating, and then the audio components factor in around that. So it really starts with the seats, the screen, then the sound. Mm-hmm. And the screen should be big. So a TV, no-go zone for us. I mean, the TV's getting big, but we're talking if you're sitting, say, 3.5 metres from the screen in the cinema, then your projection screen should be about 3 metres wide.
Right.
So just like the cinemas, they're massive. They're not big. They're completely immersive.
Yeah.
It is. It's an entertainment room, basically, unto itself.
So rather than home cinema, it's entertainment room, really. Okay. Yeah, wonderful. Anything else we need to know?
We've touched on a little bit of planning, which is really the component that ties back to, you know, when you're looking to renovate, what do we need to do? So I think exploring what opportunities are available as far as sound throughout the home is important. Speakers can come in all shapes and sizes now. The manufacturers are very aware of aesthetics and design being important. So in a cinema room, we can hide the speakers behind the walls and fabrics and things like that. In the living area, there's sort of nowhere to hide, so to speak. So looking at architectural products, which are in-wall, the soundbar concepts are in the ceiling, some really clever ways of getting great audio into a beautiful designer space. Yeah.
And the integration to it all around throughout the home, so music inside and outside, we didn't mention like Foxtel, data, internet, all of that can be integrated throughout the home, so you know you can watch Foxtel in multiple rooms, so it's all the integration and bringing it all together.
Yeah, it's a good point actually. The real backbone of all these smart systems is actually the home network. So if the home network, which is your Wi-Fi and your internet connection, if that's often a weak link, if that drops out, controlling everything on your iPad isn't very realistic anymore. If your Wi-Fi is no good,
you can't connect.
So that the network's the real backbone for all of this, which no doubt the guys in security are relying on this, just as anyone doing a home office relies on that as well.
Yeah, of course. Wonderful. That's fabulous information. It's really got me thinking.
And it's thinking about the end result.
I mean, you know, that whole thing about not having speakers in the lounge room, you know, I just think of dust. Not having them to you know, dust us
exactly.
Is fabulous.
Or someone to knock something over or spill wine over.
Exactly. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property and Scott Rogan from IQ Smart Home Entertainment, proud station sponsors.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.